righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels, and the Lord's servants must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, Bill. Yet another gift this morning, the gift of teaching. I wanted to go through that a little this morning and perhaps give us a little better understanding of that. I said helping us connect the dots. How many of you remember when you were a little kid when you had those little dots that you had to connect to see what it actually ends up forming? And you're usually supposed to start with number one and go through till whatever the end number was. I wonder if you started in the middle and tried to do it, what you might come up with. It might be a little bit more confusing. But the gift of teaching, in some sense, in the Church of Jesus Christ is like connecting the dots, helping people to see with more clarity what the big picture is, what God is actually teaching you. You know, all of us, whether we want to admit it or not, are teachers. Think about an older sibling teaching a young one something they previously didn't know. Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's not a good thing. Or the young child who says something they shouldn't say in front of others, and the parent says, "Where'd you hear that?" Sometimes the answer is from you. Whether we want to be or not, in some sense, we're teachers. I don't know if you realize this or not, but if you identify as a believer in Jesus Christ in the church, and people out there know that you go to church and that you call yourself a Christian, they're watching you. And sometimes they're not seeing things the way God would like them to see things, because you and I aren't doing a very good job of teaching, of being a good witness. Parents teach children, and sometimes children teach parents. Experience teaches. Sometimes you go through something and learn from that so you don't do it again. Friends, neighbors, even enemies can teach us something, good, bad, or otherwise. You know, in the early church, one always wonders, why did we have all these creeds in the church? Because we've got God's word. Well, a lot of the people in the early church didn't have either the ability to read or didn't even have the scriptures like we have today. So the early church thought, we need to put together creeds like the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed. And in some of the different denominations, there's like the Westminster Confession and those kind of, why do we have all those? I think a lot of it has to do with, at the time they were put together, there was a lot of illiteracy, and we needed to teach people what the truth of God's word is through things like a creed. So sometimes in the church, we share those creeds, we hear those creeds, we learn those creeds, because those were used to teach when people needed to know the truth. A few weeks ago, I mentioned to you one of the gifts was exhorter. And an exhorter is a kind of teacher, too. But I wanted to differentiate between the two here and then get into the text in Matthew. Here's how I would look at these two gifts and how one goes in one direction and the other one goes in another, but they complement each other. A teacher seeks to impart the truth with clarity and simplicity. Accuracy, detail, that's what a teacher does. An exhorter seeks to take that truth and apply it to life, like in practical kinds of ways, result-oriented kinds of ways. You see how those two actually work together? In fact, all the gifts work together. Hello. All the spiritual gifts work together. They aren't competing with each other. They're complementing each other. That's the way God designed it. And as we use the spiritual gifts that God has given us, they work together. If we are really using them the way God intended us to use them, it will bring unity. Now I want to break Matthew down just a little bit here. When Matthew 7:24 says this, the first phrase, everyone who hears these words of mine. Now, hearing those words of mine would be given by a teacher, clearly spelling out the truth. Romans 10:14 says, who will hear unless someone tells them? Right? If we don't tell people the truth, how do they know the truth? They know the truth because we tell them the truth. God's word gives them the truth. And teachers are there to help clarify that truth and give accuracy to that truth and detail to that truth so we can understand it more clearly. Thank God for teachers. The next phrase, and puts them into practice. You see, that's more the exhorter, isn't it? That's taking these words and encouraging us to use those words in a very practical kind of way. James 2:18 talks about, show me your faith without deeds, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. In other words, real faith exhibits something. Real faith exhibits something. If I have real faith in God, if I believe in what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross at Calvary, and then he rose again, and I have victory like he did over sin and death because of Jesus Christ, if I really believe that and I take that in, it will change me. It'll make me someone different than I was before. And it will be exhibited in a life that seeks to bring honor and glory and praise to God. If I'm really changed, people will see it. Oh, maybe not in perfection, because like the fly in the wall, you see me and I see you, and there are times we don't imitate God very well. But a life that is changed by God through Christ is a life that is indeed changed. And genuine faith shows itself in living out a life that honors God. So everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is what? It's like a wise man who built his house on the rock. That's the two gifts working together. It's like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Because the house that's built in the sand is a house built without the benefit of a good teacher. Folks, in the world we live in today, that's where a lot of people are. They built their house on the sand. They haven't used the biblical tools to build that foundation. Instead, they built the foundation with whatever's the going thing right now. And when you try to build on that, you realize when the storms come, that foundation doesn't hold and everything is destroyed. We need that firm foundation. We need to know what God's word says. We need to know what the truth is, not what someone tells us the truth is, but we need to go, and I'll tell you, we accept the word of God by faith. As the word of God. I do. I believe God's word is God's word. And even though I might struggle with parts of it where I say, you know, God, is that? Yes, it's truth. It's the truth. And when I know the truth is going to set me free. And we need that foundation. And the gift of teaching in the Church of Jesus Christ helps us with clarity to understand that that truth is the truth. And we can build our house on the rock. So that no matter what happens in our life, we will still stand because we're on a firm foundation. Because of the benefit of good teachers. In Matthew 23:3, we read about the Pharisees who didn't practice by what they taught. The seven woes that Jesus is sharing with the Pharisees. Teaching had no effect because it wasn't practiced. Speak all you want, but if it's not truth that makes its way into the heart, it doesn't change you. So let me ask you a question, because here in the text, the second text that was read this morning in 2 Timothy, Paul is trying to help a young teacher, a young preacher, a young disciple of his. You are going to be bombarded with the stuff of this world. And in today's world, even more than I think in Timothy's world, you and I are going to be bombarded with a whole bunch of stuff. We have access to almost anything we want to hear on the internet. Google it, and you can find something. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but you can find almost anything you want on Google. Careful, people. Careful that what you are finding is anchored in the truth. Because we can make anything sound true, but it's only the truth that will set you free. That absolute truth that is found in God's Word, in a relationship with Jesus Christ, God Himself. Who are our teachers in the body of Christ? You know, many books are written by those who have this gift. There's a lot of books out there, but I still caution us with those books. Some people follow a book, and I say, no, follow God's Word. The books sometimes help us with God's Word, but don't follow a book. Don't follow some other author. Follow the author, because all Scripture is God-breathed, all of it. Christian radio and TV give many opportunities to hear from those gifted with teaching. Many of them are grounded and anchored in God's Word, and some are not. Hopefully your pastor is a teacher of the things of God. Sunday school teachers, one-on-one discipling that we do with others that are just coming into faith, we need to teach them God's Word and steer them in the direction of those who teach and have the spiritual gift of teaching. You know, just because you don't have the gift, so to speak, of teaching doesn't mean you can't teach. As I said before, we all are teachers whether we want to be or not. But teachers give us the resources that we need to effectively hear and understand and apply God's Word with what we know, with what we've been taught. It's important in the body of Christ that we have people who have the gift of teaching and use it for God's glory. And remember this, every gift enhances the rest of the gifts in the body of Christ. There is no gift that's more important than any other gift. 2 Timothy 4:2 reminds us, and again in the same second letter to Timothy, that Scripture is useful to correct, to rebuke, to encourage people. It's meant to unite us in the body of Christ, not divide us in the body of Christ. Now, I'll tell you something. With the gift of teaching, it should be a uniter in the body. But with the gift of teaching, it may not be a uniter with the world. Because the church, whether you want it to be or not, is called to be counter-cultural. We're not called to be like culture around us. We are called to be who God has called us to be. And that runs counter to a lot of what culture wants us to be. So let's be faithful. Let's help connect the dots for people so that they can understand more clearly God's design. God's design is found in the greatest book ever written, right here. That's God's design. And as you and I learn about God's design, we've got it right. We can connect the dots, and the picture starts to make sense. Right? Amen. All right, let's pray. God, we are grateful. We are thankful today for your word and for teachers who take your word and make it more clear to us, make it more simple for us to understand, make it accurate in our understanding with detail. Thank you for teachers. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to rise up teachers in the body of Christ, people who want to, with clarity, let people know the good news that's found in your word and how it applies to our life, and those exhorters that encourage us to put it into practice, to live our life in a way that brings honor and glory and praise to you. Thank you for all the gifts in the Church of Jesus Christ. May they be used for your honor and glory and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We typically have a time of sharing in communion once a month, and we are doing that again this morning. I'd like to lead us into communion with just a short little text here from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I encourage you, if you're here worshiping with us this morning, to celebrate communion with us. We serve communion by intinction. When you come forward, you take a piece of bread, place it in the cup, and then place that in your mouth. We also have a gluten-free option, and just as you come forward, let us know, and we'll make sure that you can get that too. I'll